Now, the South African Policing Union, that is SAPO, has expressed grave concern over the alarmingly high rate of police officer deaths and infections due to COVID-19. And according to the union, more than 300 officers have lost their lives by the end of December, with more than 21,000 cumulative cases and more than 900 active cases when it comes to the COVID-19. Peter Ntsime is SAPO's Acting Deputy General Secretary, and who joins you now to sort of paint a picture for us. Peter, a very good morning to you. Thank you so very much for joining us.
Good morning, and good morning to our listeners. Thank you for having me.
Peter, maybe we can begin by perhaps asking you to paint the picture for us of what it is what it's like to be a police officer in the front lines at this COVID-19 time in our country.
Thank you. It is not easy. We are stressed. We are overwhelmed. It is very difficult for us as members of the police in this country. You remember that our work is not just a normal one. Our work is contact work. When you arrest a person, you don't arrest a person at the social distance. You don't arrest a person at the remote work. You have to have a contact with the person. And we all know that the challenges that you are having in this country is that COVID-19 regulation is prescribed by the president. It is there. Some of the challenges is that you have to, I'll give example of the mask. You have to tell a person that please put on your mask, and people are still not adhering to that. And you have to make sure that you save the people. This virus is not easy. This virus is not visible. This virus does not care whether one is on uniform or not. So it's very challenging for us, particularly to the fact that we all know that crime in this country has been very alarming. We're talking about gender-based violence. We're talking about murder rate, robbery. And now it is this virus. So it's not easy for our police officers. And particularly that we see that most of our members are dying. We see that we do not have the solution to this pandemic. And it's not easy for us as members of the police, I must say.
From your side as a union, I mean, I dare ask the question, are our officers getting the support they need to keep law and order during the pandemic? And I ask this because, according to the Independent Online, Metro Police in eThekwini Metro have raised concerns about the lack of supplies of PPEs. So are you satisfied that police officers have been adequately supplied with PPEs, or do you still have concerns for your members?
We still have concern for our members. You remember that as much as we are South African Policing Union, we have members in the metros, traffic, we have members in the correctional facilities and the South African Police Service. We are part of the steering committee of the South African Police Service. We have raised this concern, and we did not raise the concern now. As far as the lockdown started, we have raised the concern because of lack of PPEs in the South African Police Service. We have engaged the Minister of the Commissioner of the Police, the Commissioner of the Police about the lack of PPEs. The matter has been addressed, at least it's been given. The only challenge you'll find that in some police station, you still find some of our members reporting to you, particularly after hours or on weekends, about the lack of PPEs. But these are some of the challenges because of management at a lower level. But at the higher level, we have made sure that we must address the issue of PPEs. And that includes the fact that there was a lot of corruption about some of the senior members that were involved in the PPE's corruption, but at least we have seen that some of them were arrested. They are now facing the court. In the correctional facilities, we are having some complaints. Our members are complaining that there's lack of PPEs. You remember this place is the enclosed. It's not an easy one to manage also. So this is where we're engaging the management of the correctional facilities. Our members in the traffic department also complain. They have to rely on what they buy for themselves, the masks. They have to have their own sanitizer. So we are concerned about it, and we are engaging the authorities, the union, in terms of supply of this PPE, because really this second wave is coming hard on us. We are losing quite a lot of numbers currently.
So just so that I understand, Peter, what you're saying is a typical police officer, there's a possibility that when they wake up, they put on that uniform with the stresses that it carries on their shoulders. They still have to ensure that they go and buy a mask from their own pockets. They still have to go and ensure that they buy sanitizers from their own pockets.
Indeed, indeed. This is exactly what is happening. Let me give you an example in the police. Currently, we have engaged the commissioner of the police. The uniform, you have seen that the advices from the Department of Health is that when you have finished your work, when you get home, you need to take off the uniform, the clothing, you need to wash it, and you need to put on new clothing on the next day. Police officers work 4 days, particularly those who work 2 days, two nights. When they get home, some of them, after the second day, they have to go and wash the uniform. Or else you have to repeat the same uniform. The spread of virus is going to be bad. There is a lack of uniform in the police currently, the South African Police Service. We have engaged management about this because our members are complaining that they only get 2 or 3 sets of uniform. It is not sufficient. It is not enough. The police have been issued with the mask, but only in the South African Police Service. In the metros, some of the metros, they still lack of mask. It's 1 or 2 sets. When you get home, you are exhausted, you have to wash it, then you have to make sure that tomorrow you have a mask. In other places, they buy them the sanitizers for themselves because they don't want to risk their own families also. So we advise them to sanitize. The union has even went to the extent of giving them the sanitizers. It's not sufficient, of course, but we bought the sanitizers from the union to give to our members, including the very same mask, because we wanted to flatten the curve as advised by the government.
5:15. If you have just joined us, you're listening to the Early Breakfast Show. My name is Abongile Ndlela, standing in for Africa Milani. We are in conversation with Peter Ntsime, who's acting Deputy General Secretary, talking to us about some of their concerns over the alarmingly high rate of police officer deaths and infections due to COVID-19. But our conversation also encompasses the general feeling in the police force. Perhaps you have an ask. Feel free to ask a question. 0214460567. Would love to hear from you. 011-883-0702 for Joburg listeners. Would love to hear from you. Peter, I mean, we already moved to this conversation. I mean, there's the physical and then there's the mental or emotional conversation when it comes to your line of work. I mean, it was during the funeral service of Cape Town Detective Shalkinier that Deputy National Police Commissioner Lieutenant General Bonang Wenya revealed that at that time, during 2019 and 2020, 77 officers were killed while both on and off duty. We've got COVID-19 to worry about, and then you've got the dying of officers on and off duty. Is enough being done to protect our officers?
No, not at all. Not at all. Firstly, let's look into the crime rate in this country. A lot of people have been killed on this country. The numbers that you see is a crime. And when you see people being killed, and some of those numbers are police officers. If you have a country where 77 members of the police are killed, then you must know that the country is at war. There is a challenge in terms of the crime in this country. Now there is this pandemic. You look into the numbers. Members of the police are frontline workers. We have raised some of these issues. We raise the issue of, I'll give you an example, what we call danger allowance. Police officers are not receiving danger allowance. We have raised that matter to say, because we work in a danger environment, can the government at least look into danger allowance of the police? We have, even in the police, members of public service and personnel. Those members, when the pandemic started after April, in fact, when the lockdown regulation was pronounced after April, we went to the commissioner of the police. We said we have members who are working with the police, who are your not operational members, but who assist the police on a daily basis. Can we get at least allowance for them for COVID-19? It happened for 2 or 3 months. Those members are also dying because they were they were supposed to work during when it was lockdown. When everybody was home, these members were going to work. It was only for 3 months, the money was stopped. So it is not enough that it's been done. When you look into the crime, members of the police who have been killed, who have called for many years the re-establishment of the murder and robbery squad. It is only now, after engagement with the commissioner, that we are now re-establishing the murder and robbery squad. Because when you look into the crime, you do not have to have a special task team to deal with the crime when you have more than 20 people that are killed in a day. So Because of that, when you have a unit that specializes in investigation of that crime, it does not matter whether one is a well-known person or whether it's a high-profile case. The unit will specialize in investigation of that particular crime, particularly your house robberies, your robberies, your murders, and rapes. And this type of crime needs people who specialize in that investigation. That is what we have called on the police. And we were worried because nothing was being done up until now. At least we have signed an agreement with the commission of the police. We are now waiting for the implementation, and we are part of that implementation process of establishing this unit that will specialize in this investigation.
Baba Peter, before I let you go, very, very quickly, running out of time. I mean, there are concerns, though, that even in these trying times for you guys, you also have bad apples within your ranks, and not enough is being done to root out those bad apples. Your comments on that?
I must say, yeah, we have seen the arrest of the senior members. We have seen the arrest of deputy national commissioners. We have seen the arrest of brigadiers. We have seen the arrest of members of the police. The question is, who's arresting these bad apples? These are the police officers themselves. Our own members are arresting their own peers, their own colleagues. Yes, of course, they are bad apples. That we cannot deny. But our members, we've got quite a lot of members who are dedicated members of the police, who are doing everything in their power. To them, this is work, whether you are your colleague or not. And they are assisting us in arresting these bad apples because they are tarnishing the image of the police. They are tarnishing the image of members who are working. And communities out there, sometimes they will always look into the bad apples if all of us are bad. But I can tell you, members of police are working. That is why today some of us are dying because of pandemic. We never had time to rest. We were never on lockdown. We are doing our best to protect the South Africans.
Peter, thank you so very much for joining us on the show. Very good morning to you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you so very much. Peter Ntsiba, who is the Acting Deputy General Secretary of SAPU.